Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Coming up this hour, a little bit later on, we'll hear from the Manhattan Fire Department. Darren Emery and Jake Powell will be joining us to do an update on that. But we start, as we normally do, on the first Wednesday of the month with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School officials. Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Dr. Wade.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Brandy Santos, school board member. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well, especially with the weather. It's going to be, I think, in the 70s today. That's perfect. We're getting to the home stretch. I know we're, at least I am at my house. We're counting down to the last day of school. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I'm still enjoying that forecast we heard from Dave just a minute ago. That's great. The next foreseeable future sounds great. And we are counting down, especially to spring break.
That's
absolutely
right.
Yes, spring break starts next week, so the kids will not be in school on Friday the 12th, and then the following week we have a whole week off for our families to get together and enjoy each other, and that will be really nice.
Now, you know, it's interesting how much a year can change a lot of things. Last year my kid went to spring break and never went back to school. So here we are. I'm just kind of crossing my fingers we don't have anything like that. I don't think we will. But, you know, it's insane where how far we've come in 1 year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We were recalling that the other day, how, as you said, they went home for spring break. And then Friday, March 13th, you know, we got the order that we weren't going to be having schools. And it's just been quite an adventure since then. And I piggybacking on that, we've said it over and over again, but just reminding people that even though we're tired of COVID and the weather's getting nice and everything, just please remain vigilant. Please be careful about the masks and the sanitizers and where you go and what you do. That we're making great strides, but we want to continue to do that and not jeopardize the fact that we're open 5 days a week now for the on-site students. So just, you know, please keep that in mind. What we hear stories all the time about somebody who just kind of had a short-term lapse, or they said, heck with it, just for this one event. And then all of a sudden family members, others end up having COVID. So broken record, but it's an important broken record.
Yeah. Absolutely. It definitely is. And we do want people to be safe. We want them to enjoy the time that they have with their families. But, you know, in the last year, just kind of looking back on that, realize how well we've adapted to everything that's going on, and that everyone, for the most part, really has been responsible. And Dr. Wade is right. It might sound like a broken record, but it's just that little reminder, you know, don't give up now, because you know, we are getting through this. And if we keep going the way we are, things just keep looking better and better. And, you know, there is a positive outcome when we get finished with all of this.
Yeah, certainly a good point. I live over by Anthony Middle School. I was walking my dog yesterday, and I just happened to see some of the kids out, and they're playing something. It was like probably PE or something, but they're out there with their masks on. And to me, it just looked pretty normal, you know, aside from just kids wearing masks and stuff. But it just seemed like a normal school day. I think the kids, for the most part, maybe you guys would have some more insight into this, but it seems like the kids, for the most part, are adapting to this new environment.
I think they really have. I'm sorry, go ahead, Dr.
No, Wade. No, go ahead, Brandy.
I really think they have. I think that, you know, being a parent, even myself, when I see my children, yes, they're tired of wearing masks, but they're resilient, and children really are resilient. They're a lot more resilient than adults so much more of the time. And they've learned, and they want to be in school. And I think that's important, because we see how valuable our public school system is when our kids can follow the rules. Our teachers are so helpful to make sure those are implemented. And they're just kids. They're just being kids with a mask on and being responsible and washing their hands a lot more. Our hands are a little more dry in our house these days, but we'll take that any day.
Yeah. Well, you know, just kind of go through the announcements here that sent over here from Michelle Jones, and I'll just kind of go down in order. I know that the new health order was put in place here this week by the Riley County Health Department. There's some concerns, I know, with a lot of parents about how some events will look here going forward, like prom, stuff like that, and maybe graduation. Can you touch on that a little, Dr. Wade?
Yes, we're going to keep things pretty well closed up as a school district in the schools. That we understand the metrics are looking better. There's a need to open up for multiple reasons within the community, but we're going to continue to be conservative as a school district with we want to follow all of the mitigation measures we've been doing to the greatest extent possible to try to keep schools open through the rest of the school year. So we have received a lot of requests the last 2 days about being able to use USD 383 facilities, and we're going to really be cautious about approving those. That will, for the most part, it's going to, I keep saying this, it's going to be a no, but we will look at instances like prom, commencement, school performances, other factors, and have conversations between ourselves and Riley County Health Department about what would be a safe approach for us to be able to have those events. So announcements will go out about particular events from the schools as we work out those details. So we want to open up a little bit more when we can safely, but it's not going to just be a blanket. Now we're going to do things the way we used to do it. I know people understand that. So that's probably the bottom line on it would be, don't make assumptions that we're going to go ahead and continue things that we've done in the past in the way we did in the past. That's just not accurate.
Okay. Well, I know last year having no commencement, that was there was like a come and go thing, I think maybe, or maybe there was at the very end. I don't recall. It's been such a flurry of events that have happened. I kind of forget, but.
Yeah, we did have something at the high school later in the summer.
Okay.
But it was very different.
Do you envision, even if it's scaled back, that there will be some sort of a way to honor the seniors here this year?
Oh, there definitely will be that, Brand. I'm glad you helped clarify that. There still will be the student performances, the athletic contests, the prom, the commencement, those things. It's just, we have to look carefully at how those things are done.
Sure.
So it just won't look the same as it has in the past. That, for one thing, you know, masks will be involved, that we will practice social distancing to the greatest extent we can. Those kind of variables.
Okay, very good.
And we are having those conversations now to try to make sure that we give people ample notice.
All right, fair enough. Well, we've seen here in Riley County, especially the vaccines have been distributed, and a lot of teachers have been getting the vaccines. Just how many do you have out there so far that have received their shot, Dr. Wade?
Well, we've had it's approximately 1,100 of our employees have got their first dose, and then plans are already in the works to have that second dose, the booster, in mid-March. So Riley County Health Department, the school nurses, Michelle Jones has done a great job organizing all of this. And, you know, we're really pleased with, once this got going, it's picked up speed really quickly.
Yeah, that's good. And go ahead,
if
Brandy.
I may chime in, I just want to say thank you to our school nurses. You know, I know they've taken their time out to make sure that they are there and helping. And the school district really appreciates all of the work and extra time and effort that they've put into keeping our students and our staff healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great to hear. I know the vaccines, everyone says that's the big game changer here. So I'm glad to hear employees are starting to receive that. We also look ahead. There's some calendar announcements here. And Brandy, I know you're going to touch on some of that here with spring break coming up.
Yes. We hope that tonight we can adopt the 21-22 calendar for our school year. And we always know that come this time, parents are always anxious to see, you know, what next year is going to look like. Now, with that being said, things can always change in this day and age. We've realized that. But hopefully we can really kind of put some dates in place so that we can get ready for school in August. And I won't give away, you know, what we're thinking. We'll wait until tonight so everyone can be in tune. But yes, we hope to get next year's school calendar ready so everyone knows what's going on and what the plan is.
All right, very good. And spring break starts officially when?
We start Friday. I don't know if that's officially Friday, but the kids are not in school on Friday. And then the following week, I believe it's the 15th, and we're out of school. Not next week. Not next week, but the following week. So everything starts next Friday, and we are all geared up just to get some family time and some sunshine, hopefully. Looks like it might be a positive, warm spring break for all of us. We don't even have to leave Kansas.
That's right. Well, very good. We have somebody standing by on the phones here, so we'll get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Let's see here. Try again here. We're going to get them connected now. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. The sun's shining again at K-Man, and I just wanted to point out again that we're sure fortunate to have Superintendent Dr. Wade here. He's one of the best we've had since we started clear back with Mr. Bergman, Frank Bergman. But anyway, we're fortunate to have him, have somebody level-headed like he and the general that represents us in Topeka now. And just wanted to point that out again, let the listening public know it, because he needs a lot of credit, especially now with this thing going on. We're very, very fortunate. Thank you, Dr. Wade.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that compliment. And, you know, it really is people always say that, but it is a team effort. We got great people working together for the common good, and we don't always agree on everything, but we work through those issues and try to find, as you said, a level-headed approach to do the things we need to do. So, you know, thank you for recognizing that.
All right. Thank you for the call. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back more with Dr. Wade and Brandi Santos here on News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues after this.